I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Ta lo n pe ko ran lowo? Ta ni ran lowo re? Ta lo gboju le fun ran lowo? Nigbati ogun aye de, nigbati isoro de, nigbati wahala de, ta lo n ke pe ko dide ko ran lowo? Ta lo n pe ko gbeja re ja? Ta lo gboju le? Ta lo bi se bi agbara ati bi sadi? Ran mi lowo Jesu, wa ran mi lowo o. Ran mi lowo Jesu, wa ran mi lowo. Iran lowo re ma ni mo fe o baba. Jesu da bo dide ko ran mi lowo. Ran mi lowo Lorun, wa ran mi lowo o. Ran mi lowo Lorun mi, wa ran mi lowo. Iran lowo re ma ni mo fe o baba mi mo. Dakun da bo dide ko ran mi lowo. Mo ni ran mi lowo Olorun mi, wa ran mi lowo o. Ran mi lowo Alagbara giga, wa ran mi lowo. Ran mi lowo Oba to ni gbogbo agbara, wa ran mi lowo. Ran mi lowo Ogbeni ni jakeru obo ni ja, wa ran mi lowo. Ran mi lowo Olorun mi, wa ran mi lowo. Iran lowo re ma ni mo fe o baba. Dakun da bo dide ko ran mi lowo. Who is your helper? Who is my helper? Who is our helper? Are you trusting the help of man over the help of God? God is the only source of help. If God did not help you, nobody can help you. My helper, oh, my helper. My helper, oh, my helper. There's something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. He helped you in the past. He's still available to help you. He cannot abandon you. push you to the middle of the ocean and said, oh, I can no longer follow you. No, that is not our God. He's a determinant helper, devoted helper, helper that will not retrieve himself, helper that cannot fail, that cannot disappoint. Who are you looking unto to help you? The Bible says, I will look unto the hills from whence come my help. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. My helper, oh, almighty God. My helper, oh. There's something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. Because I know you will arise for my sake and you will help me. Because I know you will not turn me down. That is the reason why I kept on coming unto you. That is the reason why I've come to cry unto you again tonight. So that marvelously you will help me, oh God. You are the only helper that I have. You are the helper of the helpless. My helper, oh, my helper. My helper, oh, my helper. There's something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. Ran mi lọwọ, Ọlọ́run wa ran mi lọwọ o. Ran mi lọwọ, ẹlẹ́dà mi wa ran mi lọwọ. Ìrànlọ́wọ́ rẹ ma ni mo fẹ́ o bàbá. Dákan dàbọ̀ dìde kó ràn mí lọ́wọ́. Ta ló ń pè pé kó ràn lọ́wọ́? Ta ni mò ń pè kó ràn wá lọ́wọ́? Ọlọ́run olùrànlọ́wọ́, our helper, the one that can never fail, the one that can never stop helping us, as long as we continue coming to him and crying unto him. He is very present in time of trouble. He is always available. He never go on a journey. He never go on vacation. He can never turn off his phone. He cannot say, wait, I will call you when I'm back. The Bible says he's a very present helper in time of trouble. Daddy, we thank you, we bless you. Daddy, we come unto you, the one that is ever present. Oh, the one that neither sleep nor slumber. The one that will not say, tell whoever calls me that I am sleeping, I am resting. Oh, Daddy, we have come unto you on this mountain again tonight. Daddy, we have come to cry unto you. For we know you are the only one that can help us. You are the only one that cannot disappoint us. You are the only one that find it difficult, even to deny our help, to not to answer unto our cry. Daddy, we have the reason coming unto you because we know that you are readily available, even to help us by your mercy and your grace. Daddy, we have come again tonight, even on this mountain, even to seek your face, even our helper. Daddy, we say, you will look down from heaven. You will rain heaven open on us. Father, you will tear heaven because of us on this mountain tonight. You will shine your face upon us. You will help us, oh Lord. That Lord, we will not go back the same. In the name of Jesus, your presence will be established even in our midst tonight. In the name of Jesus, as we will cry unto you for help, so you will answer us, oh God. You will bless us with all our requests, oh Lord. You will not deny us of our help. In the name of Jesus, that we pray, oh Lord. as we decree and declare your words upon ourselves tonight, so shall it be, that it shall be obvious in our lives, individually and collectively, that we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lift up his soul to vanity, nor sought deceitfully. The same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. That today we plead the blood of Jesus for cleansing of our hands, even and of our hearts, in the name of Jesus. That today we will receive blessing from you, our God, Jehovah, the greatest helper. Father, we pray, oh God, that every gate, oh, we command you, be lifted up. Lift up your heads, oh ye gates, and be lift up your everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Oh, that we decree and declare, even as we command, in your name, that all gates be lifted up. Every gate be lifted up. Every ancient doors be lifted up, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's armies. He is the King of glory over us individually and collectively, over us on this mountain tonight, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, because Jehovah, the man of war, the one that has never lost a battle, the ever conquering and winning God, is on our side, and he will help us even to fight all the battles of our lives, known and unknown, physical and even spiritual, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. Forever your name be praised. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible passage you are going to go through tonight and raise prayer point is from the book of 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 1 to 15. But we are going to take some Bible verses before we go into that, so that we'll be able to use our time very well. And the Lord is going to bless us as we go through. Please take time to listen to the word of God, to study the word of God. The word of God is here and amen. Nothing can argue the word of God. Once spoken, everything, living thing and non-living thing, must answer to the word of God. He said a command, and everything answer to his command. That is our God. That is your God. Almighty God, marvelous and awesome God, we praise and worship you and your holy name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Merciful and gracious God, we thank you for mercy that are new every morning in our lives and in the lives of our household members. We appreciate your great grace that we are enjoying every day and every moment. For these reasons, we worship your majesty and we worship your sovereignty over us, because you are God that rules over our fears. Be thou exalted forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Romans chapter 9, verse 15 says, but he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have counted us worthy to be among those whom you have mercy and compassion upon. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Out of your faithfulness, we have received grace, even in this place tonight. Thank you, King of glory. According to the book of John 1:16, that say, out of his faithfulness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given. Meaning, out of his faithfulness, you and I, all of us, his people, We have received grace upon grace. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this that you have poured upon us since the beginning of this year, that you have declared unto us, year of grace upon grace. Daddy, we thank you. We say, be thou exalted, O God. Let your grace continue to be multiplied upon us and upon everyone related to us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And as we receive the grace will help us even to get help at all times, at this perilous time, at this dangerous time, at this hard time, at this troubled time. We will never lack grace to get help in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Beloved in the Lord, as the Lord is taking us through the Bible passage for tonight, the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 14, we are going to see that our God is true to his word that says, call on me in the day of trouble, I will rescue you, and you shall honor and glorify me. Psalm 50, verse 15. I want to pray, Almighty God, as we will call on you, even at this troubled time, rescue us, rescue our household members, in the name of Jesus, from all trouble, in the name of Jesus, physical or spiritual, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God. Our lives will always give you honor and glory at all times as we continue our life's journey. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Also, my brothers and my sisters, in the book of Jeremiah, God told his people that then you will call on me and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear your voice, and I will listen to you. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 12. Also in the same book of Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Which is common that every one of us can open our mouth, can quote even by heart. God said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou know not. Almighty God, as we call upon you tonight, as we pray unto you tonight, hear and listen to our voices for help in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray. I want you to pray. Father, as I call upon you, as I pray unto you, hear and listen to my voice for help in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray upon every one of us that God, as we cry unto you on this mountain tonight, oh, you will hear and listen to our voices, and you will arise for our help in the mighty name of Jesus. Almighty God, as we call unto you, even this moment, answer us. Show us great and mighty things we do not know over our lives, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, as we call unto you, answer us. Show me, show every one of us great and mighty things we do not know in the life of our family members, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Let us decree and declare scriptures about help over our lives, individually, collectively, because the word of God, the scripture, are God's words for us to claim. They are written for us to decree and to declare. Remember that Psalm 2 verse 7. King David said, I will declare the decree of the Lord about me. My brother and my sister, you can only say that even to the face of that enemy that is saying something else, what God has not said concerning you. You have the audacity and the right to stand up and say no, even to, and say no to the face of that devil. to that voice that continued telling you nonsense thing that God has not said about you. You have the right to say, no, I know what God says about me. I know the thought that my father has towards me. That thought that kept on coming. That imagination that is exalting itself above the knowledge of God concerning you. You have the right to use the word of God to bring them under the obedience of our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a tested, well-proven, and present help in times of trouble. Almighty God, as we call upon you tonight, be our refuge and strength at this time of trouble, at this perilous time, at this dangerous time, at this hard time, in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Almighty God, I call unto you to be a present marvelous help unto me at all times, in all situations, in all circumstances. Almighty God, be a present marvelous helper unto me beyond my understanding. Father, help me. Father, let me see you by my side at all times. Present to help me, even in all situations, in all circumstances, concerning all issues. Father, I don't want to be helpless. I don't want to be without help. I call on you, even for every members of my household, that you will be a present marvelous helper, even unto them, at all times, in all situations of their life, in all circumstances they are facing. You will be present, even to help them marvelously, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. The same Psalm 46 verse 5 says, my health may fail, and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. Oh, God alone can sustain your heart. If you look at what people are doing unto you, many are losing heart. Many are just growing weaker and weaker because of experiences of life, because how people have treated them, because how people have twisted their words and their action. Here the psalmist says, my health may fail, my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. God is mine forever. Almighty God, help me strengthen my health from failing tonight, in the name of Jesus. Peradventure, you are hearing my voice. You are under the sound of my voice, and your health is failing you. I decree and declare, the present help in time of trouble. We strengthen your health in the name of Jesus. We not allow your health to fail. We not allow your health to fall off. In the name of Jesus, we strengthen your health and that of your family members. In the mighty name of Jesus, Almighty God, as we call unto you tonight, help strengthen our spirit. Father, that our spirit will not go weak. Father, many are growing weaker and weaker in spirit because of the hard time, because of the difficulties they are facing, or because of the treatment they are receiving, even from other people. Oh, Father, especially, even in the house of God, many spirits are growing weaker and weaker. Daddy, we pray tonight that, Lord, you will help strengthen our spirit. Our spirit will not go weak and weak. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, we belong to you and you belong to us. Oh, strengthen our heart from falling at any times in the name of Jesus. Be for us, oh God. Be for us. Let them know that you are for us. And when you are for us, no one can be against us. Father, we know that you are the only helper. Father, we know you will be for us forever. We thank you, oh God, For with you, O God, we are more than conquerors. That when you are with us to help us, no one can stand up against us. Daddy, we thank you, we bless you. Jesus' mighty name, amen. Psalm 60 verse 11 says, oh, give us help against the adversary, for vain, ineffectual, and to no purpose is the help or salvation of man. You cannot rest. You cannot put your trust even in the help that comes from man. Man can withdraw their help at all times, at any time. Man can say, no, I did not meant that to help you. That is human. You need not to be mad with them. You need not to let that weigh you down, make you your health to fail or your spirit to grow weak. No. Psalm 60 verse 11 says that God alone is the one that you can cry unto to give you help against your enemy, because the help of man is ineffective and to no purpose. Never put your trust in man, for he will ever fail. Only put your trust in God, for he will never fail. You cannot put your trust in man. The Bible even said that woe unto him that trusts in man. If you trust in man, you are waiting for calamity. Take man by their word at that very moment. Because man can say something to you in the morning. By noon, they have already changed it. But it's only God that is word that is constant. Almighty God, we call on you. Give us help against our adversaries. For vain is the help of man. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, the marvelous helper, we cry unto you tonight. Give us help against our adversaries, against our enemies. For vain is the help of man. Man cannot help us. The help of man is ineffectual. The help of man is to no purpose. Father, the help of man cannot give us salvation. Daddy, we pray, O Lord. The help of man cannot deliver us from our enemies. Almighty God, we call unto you tonight. By your help, give us salvation. Give us deliverance from the grip of our adversaries, from the grip of our enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, even from the grip of sin, sin of omission and commission, intentional sin, or even planned sin. Father, help us, O God. Give us help for salvation, for deliverance from the grip of our adversaries. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. What does the Bible say in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 5? The word of the Lord says, God told Joshua, Joshua, I will always be with you and help you as I helped Moses. And no one will ever be able to defeat you. Almighty God, always be with us. Always help us as you have helped Moses. In the name of Jesus, as we have come and run unto you, as we have declared that you alone, you are the helper that we have. Father, remember this word of yours as you fulfilled it in the life of Joshua. Daddy, we are crying unto you that, Lord, as you were with Moses and you helped him, Father, help us. Be with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Almighty God, help us so that no one will ever be able to defeat us all the days of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, your presence with us, helping us, will not allow any man even to defeat us, to bring us down. Daddy, we are trusting you that you will fulfill this word of yours according to Joshua 1:5, that you will always be with us. Father, whether we are awake or we are sleeping, whether we are sitting or we are standing, every moment, every second, you will always be with us. You will help us as you have helped Moses in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will not allow any man even to be able to defeat us in all issues and cases. You will give us victory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The last prayer point before we go to the Bible text of today is taken from the book of Isaiah 49 verse 8 that says, "The Lord says to his people, when the time comes to save you, I will show you favor and answer your cries for help. I will guard and protect you and through you make a covenant with all peoples. I will let you settle once again in your land that is now laid waste." My brother and my sister, this is the word of God coming for you and for me. Believe the word of God. The word of God is yea and amen. This is God that said it. It's not his prophet. It's not prophet Isaiah. It is not Becky's words, but the words of the Lord. Isaiah 49:8 says, "The Lord says to his people." The Lord is saying the same thing to you and to me. The Lord is saying the same thing to us tonight on this mountain. Almighty God, we cry and call unto you. Tonight, the time has come to save us. Save us even from the hand of our enemies. Oh God, this is the time. The Bible said now is the time to favor Zion. Oh Father, tonight, according to your word, that when the time comes to save you, I will show you favor. Almighty God, we are calling and crying unto you tonight. Show us favor and answer our cries for help. We are helpless, Lord. We have no other help but you. Oh, we are crying unto you. This is the time, Almighty God, according to your word, show us favor. Answer our cries for help. For we have no other help but you, God. We have no other help but you. You are the only help that we have. You are the only help that we have. That is the reason we are crying and calling unto you. Show us favor and answer our cries for help. In the mighty name of Jesus, Almighty God, by your word, according to that Isaiah 48, oh God, 49 verse 8, that says, Father, we pray, oh Lord, you said you will guard and protect us at all times. Father, because of your favor, because you've answered us and you have come for our aid, oh, guard and protect us at all times from all troubles, from all dangers in the name of Jesus. Guard and protect every members of our household from troubles and dangers in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, may God not let you get into trouble. May God not let you get into danger. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I decree and declare that God will guide your footstep. God will guide the footstep of your household members. God will direct your footstep. And God will protect you and every one of your family members, even from trouble and dangers. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God, Father, we pray, oh, that through us, you will make covenant with all people. When God sees and help you, when God sees and protected you from danger, God say he will now make covenant with all people through you. Oh my God, that is loaded. For your family members, for everyone that comes near you, because of that which God has decided to do for you, everyone around you will be partaker of it. God will show them favor. God will guide and protect them. That same covenant of peace, covenant of security and safety, covenant of touch not, covenant of when I see the blood, I will pass over. Oh God, we enter into it, even with you and everyone that come, even along your ways, everyone related with you, in the name of Jesus, because of your presence at that place, because of your presence in that place, no evil will come near anybody. The covenant of peace, God will extend it unto your family members and all those that are in your neighborhood. Because you are in that street, no evil will strike that street, no death in that street. Because you are that working place, no evil will befall them. God will enter into covenant of good health, even with every members, even all your co-workers and your household members, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Almighty God, by your help, settle us again. Settle us where you and myself have been experiencing unsettlement, where we have been displaced, even from where God has placed us. Today, by our God standing up, hearing our cry and answering us, He will settle us. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare settlement for you and for me, in the mighty name of Jesus, even in that glorious position, even in that glorious home, even in that glorious assignment, even in that glorious land. God will settle you. God will settle your children. God will settle your husband. God will settle even your wife, in the name of Jesus. And you will no longer experience waste and desolate in any areas of your life. I will no longer experience waste and desolate in any area in the land of my life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Now let us go to 2 Chronicles chapter 14. Verse 1 to 5, I quickly want to read. So Abijah slept with his father in death, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa, his son, became king in his place. The land was at peace for 10 years during his day. Verse 2 of 2 Chronicles 14. Asa did what was good and right in the sight of the Lord his God. He removed the foreign altars and high places and tore down the pagan pillars, and cut to pieces the Asherah, the symbol of the goddess of Asherah. And he commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their father, to inquire of and for him, and seek him as a vital necessity, and to observe the Lord given to Moses and the commandment. Asa also removed the idolatrous high places and the incense altar from all the city of Judah. The kingdom was at rest and undisturbed under his reign. Hallelujah. Asa was a very young king that experienced peace for 10 years of his reign before the invasion of the Kushite. He did what was right before God of his father. He removed all evil altars and high places in the land. He pulled down the Asherah poles. He commanded the people of Judah to seek the Lord, to carry out his instruction and command. The Bible says that during his reign, the kingdom was at rest and undisturbed. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that you and I will do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord our God always, in the mighty name of Jesus. As from today, myself and you and every members of our household, we will determine to do what is right and good in the sight of God. We will not say we want to do right in the sight of human being and disrespect the sight of God, forsaking his commandment and his instruction. I decree and declare, we will always do good and right in the sight of the Lord our God, always in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we will demolish and remove all altars. Hey, all altars, foreign altars. Those altars in our hearts. Not necessarily when you build something in your house and you are pouring oil on top. No. What is that altar that you raise higher above God in your heart? I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will demolish such altar. I will demolish such altar. We will remove all those foreign altars and high places in our lives, physically and spiritually. If you have any in your house, hear ye the word of God. Remove that today. What is that thing that you just placed there and you so much idolize? You know you idolize that thing. Today, by the grace of God, you will take that thing down in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, some of you, you better be careful of what you are hanging in your houses, of those images of the person that you don't know. You are just hanging it. The Lord will help us. May we pull them all down in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. My brother and my sister, I decree and declare that we will tell everyone in and around our life to seek the Lord alone like King Asa, and always. We will tell them we will not keep our mouth shut. We will tell them seek the Lord alone. Seek the Lord and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. So shall it be that you will take it upon yourself. I will take it upon myself to tell everybody in and around me to seek the Lord Almighty alone. And at all times, I decree and declare that we will tell everyone in and around our lives to obey God's instruction and commandments always in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And I decree and declare, according to what King Asa and the people of Judah experienced during his reign, I decree and declare, as you continue to seek the face of God, as you continue to carry out his instruction, I decree rest and undisturbed life for you and even for your household in the name of Jesus. Nothing will disturb your peace in the name of Jesus. You will have rest all around. Peace all around is your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 6 to 7 says, he built fortified city in Judah since the land was at peace. It's when you are at peace that you are able to achieve. You are able to think of good things to do. Because the land was at peace, undisturbed, the Bible says he built fortified cities in Judah. And there was no war, no one at war with him in those years, because the Lord has given him rest. I decree and declare, no more war in your life, in the name of Jesus. Your war ends today in the name of Jesus. The war from your father's household, from your mother's household, because God has decided to favor you, to help you. Oh, war cease in your life, in my life, in the life of your household members today, in the name of Jesus. No war again in the name of Jesus. Oh, ni jagumo mi, ni jagumo gbogbogun l'Oluwa ma teri loni ninu aye re, ninu aye mi. Oh, what the Lord will put to an end today, for God has come even to give you rest all around in the name of Jesus. Verse 7 says, so he said to Judah, let us build this city and surround them with walls, towers, gates, and bars to secure the doors. The land is still ours because we have sought the Lord our God. We will sought him, longing for him with all our heart. Is that what you are saying? Are you determined? Have you make up your mind to only seek after God, to long after him with all your heart? Let me tell you, the Bible says, love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, everything in you. Love God, seek after him wholeheartedly. Don't seek God partially. No. And the Bible says, and he has given us peace on every side. Hallelujah. Because they've sought after the Lord. And they continue to seek after him. And they continue to long for him with all their hearts. God has given them what? Peace on every side. So they built and prosper. So they built and prosper. I decree and declare that as you and I continue to seek God always, we will experience peace at all times, all around us, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, as you and I and every members of our household continue to seek after God wholeheartedly, all we will experience peace all around us, in the name of Jesus. Peace on every side, in the mighty name of Jesus. God Almighty, we command peace even to flow into your life and into my life like a river, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, as we continue to seek the face of God, God will permit no war in our lives, in the name of Jesus. No one will be able to war against us. No one will be able to create battle against us as from tonight, because we have entered into that covenant to continue seeking God always with all our hearts. Therefore, according to the word of God, God will make it impossible for anyone even to raise war against us. And anyone that does raise war against us, that Lord God himself will fight that battle. Remember, he said that you don't need to fight in this battle. This battle is of the Lord. You just take your rest, be still, and see what I will do. I decree and declare, anyone that is raising war against you, anyone that is raising battle against you, oh God himself will arise and fight such a person, such group of people, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as you and I continue to seek after God, he will give us rest from all troubles, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as we continue seeking after the true God alone, we will succeed and prosper in all we do, in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be for every members of our household, and we will have rest on every side, in the name of Jesus. Verse 9 to 11 of the same 2 Chronicles chapter 14, 9 to 11 says, now Zeriah the Ethiopian Cushite came out against Judah with an army of 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots, and he came as far as Maresha. Then Asa went out against him, and they drew up in battle formation in the valley of Shaphat at Maraha. And Asa called out to the Lord God his God, saying, O Lord, there is no one besides you to help in the battle between the powerful and the weak. So help us, O Lord our God, for we trust in and rely on you. And in your name we have come against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Let not man prevail against you. Because whoever is fighting you is fighting God. Because whoever is fighting you, hear me, my brother and my sister, is fighting against God. Don't mind them. That's why that sentence, the last sentence said that, let not man prevail against you. Because the battle is yours, God. It's not mine. My brothers and my sisters, there are many enemies of peace. Those that hate others experiencing peace and rest in life. Once they see that you are experiencing peace and rest, they will raise up a war, a battle. Whether you offend them or not, they are troublemaker, troubleshooter. They love creating and starting trouble and battles. They are the haters of peace. according to Psalm 120 verse 7 that says, I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. And Psalm 28 verse 3 says, do not drag me away with the wicked and with those who work iniquity, who speak peace with their neighbors, while evil is in their hearts. I decree and declare that God will help you and me, and God will take us away from those who we are making peace with, but they are making war with us, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God will help us, and we will not be dragged away with the wicked at any point in time, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God will help me and you, and we will not be with those who work iniquity at all times to create problems, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God will help me and you not to be with those who speak peace within them, but why evil is in their heart. They will laugh with you. I was talking with somebody this evening that they will laugh with you, but immediately you turn your back, they already, you know, raise their nose, or they already make signs to each other. Look at her. The Lord will deliver you and me from such, in the name of Jesus. Verse 11 says, Isaac cried to the Lord, his God. There is none beside you to help. Remember the song that I sang earlier, that I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, because it's only him that can help. And it makes no difference to your God, my God, whether the one you help is mighty or powerless. Help us, O Lord our God, Almighty God, like Esau cried unto you. We are crying unto you that there is none beside you to help us against this multitude of enemies, against this coming together of the wicked ones that are fighting against us. Father, help us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Almighty God, it makes no difference for you to help the mighty or the powerless. Help us, O God, against our strong enemy, in the name of Jesus. Against these strong enemies that are fighting us, in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah 15:21 says, I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you out of the hand of violence. Almighty God, according to this your word, help us and deliver us out of the hand of the wicked ones in our lives, in the land of our lives, in the name of Jesus. Help and deliver our family members even from the hand of the wicked enemies, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, by your help tonight, redeem us and save us out of the hand of the violent ones, those ones that love quarrel, they love creating war, battle. Father, save us from their hands, in the name of Jesus. Verse 11b says, for we rely on you, and we go against this multitude in your name. O Lord, you are our God. Let no man prevail against you. Almighty God, we rely on you, and we will go against this multitude in your name, in the mighty name of Jesus. We have no name to present than your name. Remember David in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, 45. David said to Philistine, you come against me with this sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of heavens, of armies of Israel, whom you have defied. I decree and declare, by the help of God, you will stand up against the Philistine in your life, and I will stand up against them in the name of the Lord of hosts of heaven's army. I decree and declare, by the help of God, we will defeat our Philistines in the mighty name of God. I decree and declare, by the help of God, no one will be able to prevail against us, in the name of Jesus. They will not prevail against our God, because our God is the man of war. Our God is ever conquering king. Our God can never lose the battle, in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 12 says, just as Esau requested, the Eternal defeated the Cushite on behalf of Judah, and Cushite fled. I decree and declare, as we have requested tonight, God will arise for us and defeat every Cushite, those ones rising up to fight us. God will defeat them on our behalf, in the name of Jesus. God will destroy them before us. As we have requested tonight, we will look for them. We will not find them. For they will flee. They will fly away before us. They will return pursuing us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 13 says, and Asa and the people that were with him pursued them to Gera, and Ethiopia were overthrown until there were none left alive, for they were destroyed before the Lord. It God that destroyed them, and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil. Almighty God, tonight, help us overthrow all the Cushites, all the Ethiopians, all the enemies fighting against us. Daddy, tonight, overthrow them, defeat them, destroy them, in the name of Jesus. Verse 14 to 15 says, while they were at Gera, they attacked all the city in that area, and terror from the Lord came upon the residents. As a result, additional vast quantity of plunder were collected from the city. What I want to bring out here is that when God is the one fighting your battle, your terror will fall upon all your enemies and those that will hear what God has done for you against those enemies. Remember what happened to the Israelites when they saw the Egyptian, you know, perishing the rest. The Bible said the neighboring nation, they feared the God of Israel. They even feared the Israelites. I decree and declare, by the help of God that you are receiving, we are receiving tonight, the terror from the Lord will fall upon all our enemies. All that are standing along our ways, all that are saying that they will pursue, they will make sure that we did not cross over, we did not get to our promised land. The terror from the Lord will fall upon them in the name of Jesus, and they will be useless before our God. So shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. I release you into the hand of the Almighty God, the great helper, the helper of the helpless. Continue to enjoy marvelous help from God. Even through this month and henceforth, you will never lack help. The grace and mercy of God will daily provide help for you in the name of Jesus. And people will fear God in your life. Oh, the terror of the Almighty God will fall upon all your haters, because they will see God rising up and fighting your battle, giving you victory, overthrowing them before you. So shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Till next Thursday, remain blessed. I love you, Becky Adedoku. Good night. Bye-bye.